presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Malaysia, a name to stir the imagination by its very sound. What adventures are to be found in this mysterious land, accessible only by silent, stagnant rivers whose black surfaces appear like ebony mirrors? One white man knows the answer to these questions. He is Jungle Jim, gentleman adventurer, true friend of all good men and relentless enemy of all bad ones, no matter what their race or creed may be. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Big Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Come with us down into the jungle country. We're going to introduce you to Jungle Jim and follow some of his adventures. Jim is a tall, lanky young man whose slenderness belies the powerful, rippling muscles of his arms and shoulders. He wears the typical garb of the tropical explorer and a .45 automatic slung from his waist. With Jungle Jim is Kolu, a powerful giant of a native who wears a loincloth and red turban. We find the two of them now ruefully surveying the ruins of what apparently was once a camp.
Camp's no good no more so long, Jim.
Kolu, you have summed up the situation with neatness and respect. Our camp is, as you have just said, no good no more.
River pirates come while we gone, and slick, slick, burn tents. Slick, slick, take away everything with them.
I'm afraid I'll have to admit you're right, Kolu. Those devils have cleaned us out.
We go cut, go on, Jim.
Easier said than done, my friend. While we were helping Mrs. Rum and her baby to get away from her captors, somebody was having a jolly time with our happy home here. And where they've gone is a mystery.
Bad white man found by tracks, go on, Jim.
Yes, Kolu, I did find a bad white man by tracks, but he was a white man, not a native. Your fellow countrymen can come and go without leaving tracks, unless they want to leave them, of course.
Yes, go on, Jim. What we do now?
Well, I guess the first thing we do is restock our camp. Now, what can I write the list of supplies on?
Here, these papers in bottom boat. Go on, Jim.
Thanks, Kolu. That's just the thing. Oh.
What matter, Swan?
Oh, this is a note Joan left for me. Gosh, Kolu, Joan was a grand girl. We'll miss her. At least I will. She was a great pal. And take it from me, old son. Women who can be a pal to man are few and far between.
Yes, go on, Jim. Kolu knows.
Ah, Kolu, you rascal. You don't know a thing about it. Well, I'm sorry to have to use the back of Joan's farewell message as a provision list, but since that's the only piece of paper we have, here goes. One tent, cot, and sleeping bag.
Look, go on, Jim. Get this engine boat. Mission. One. Mission. One.
Why, so it is. The Reverend Chalmers. Ahoy there! Give the mission two on hand with his boat, Kolu.
Yes, go on, Jim. Kolu, help with boat.
Thank you, Kolu.
Well,
what happened here?
Well, sir, while Kolu and I were away for a few days, we had visitors. We've got to go to the village for new supplies. They've cleaned us out.
River pirates?
Most likely, sir. I just wish we'd been here to welcome them.
Kolu, wish same.
And I wish the government would make a special drive against all renegades, white as well as colored. I tell you, Jim, it's a living shame the example of some of our own people set for our native brother.
You're right, Reverend. And in my humble way, I'm constantly waging war against them, whenever and wherever I find them.
I know you are, Jim.
Where's Mrs. Chalmers?
She's gone to Singapore to meet our daughter, Lynn.
Your daughter? Why, I never knew you had one, sir.
Oh, yes. Quite a young lady now. She's been away at school. Just finished up this year. She's on her way to join us.
Oh, that's fine, sir.
Well, I'm not so sure about it being fine.
Oh, what do you mean, Reverend?
Well, you see, Jim, I just heard reports of some outgoings on out in the bush. Some new religion has sprung up among the natives. I can't seem to discover exactly what it is. Can't get anyone to tell me anything very definite about it. So I'm on my way up country to learn about it firsthand.
Oh, why, you may get killed, sir. The tribes up there are pretty savage.
Yes, I'm well aware of that, my boy. That's why Mrs. Chalmers has gone to Singapore. She's going to meet our daughter and stay there until I get back. Lynn's boat will arrive next week.
Oh, maybe we'd better go with you, sir.
Yes, go on, Jim. Better we go.
Thank you for offering, Jim. But I think it's better to go alone. While I realize I'm taking my life in my hands, I feel the trust to prove more effective than a gun.
Big fellow master on top in sky, watch over you, Kolu.
I'm sure he will, Kolu. He has so far.
Yes, Reverend, but you've never gone so far into the jungle before. The tribes around here aren't cannibals like those upcountry.
True, Jim, true. But I'm going to pick up a boy to guide me through the bush. I hope to be able to observe what's going on and later wage this fight in God's name.
I wish you'd let me go with you, sir.
I'm sure you do. But believe me, I feel it best that I make this declaration.
All right, Reverend, you win. But I'm warning you, if you aren't back in reasonable time, I'm coming after you.
Very well, Jim, if you like. I shall start inland from Burawani.
You may depend on it, sir. Cole and I will be on your trail the moment we start to worry about you.
Go on, Jim. Right, go on. We come. Rick, Rick, save you.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm afraid I must push along. I want to make as great a distance as possible before nightfall. Sorry I haven't time to run you to the village and have to bring in your supplies.
Oh, thanks. Just the same, Reverend. Cole and I can paddle it. Good luck to you on your trip.
God is my strength. He is my sword and shield.
Tolu, give the Reverend a hand there.
Just shove off the bow a little, Tolu. That's it. Well, cheerio.
So long, Reverend. A safe journey for you.
Goodbye, Swan.
Goodbye, and see you again.
Mission Swan, fool to go Rick-Lick all the same black jungle.
I think he's foolish to risk his life too, Tolu. But he doesn't seem to be afraid.
Black jungle men know about big fella master on top in sky.
Well, they will know about him when two Aunt Chalmers get there. Now, let's see. We'd better be getting back to the village for our supplies. Come along, Tolu.
Go puff, puff, boat to on, Jim.
Yes, Tolu. And watch out for a swell. Paddle hard. I'll turn our canoe so we'll take it head on.
No more puff, puff, boat for 7 days, seven nights.
That's a good thing we weren't trying to go someplace, Tolu. We'd be out of luck. One steamer a week can tie you up plenty. Well, maybe sometime we'll see steamers coming in every day.
Maybe, Tuan Jim.
Now, when we get to the dock, Tolu, you take the list and get the supplies.
Yes. Go on, Jim.
And hire a few porters to carry them back to our camp.
Yes, go on, Jim. Tolu, fish.
Well, here we are. Stop paddling, Tolu. I'll bring us up alongside now. There you are, Tolu. Out to go.
Look, see, go on, Jim. Only one people get off puff boat.
Hmm? Oh, yes, you're right, Tolu. The steamer only drops one passenger. He seems to be looking for a friend. It's funny they aren't here to meet him. Well, here's the list. While you're getting the supplies, I'm going over to the cafe and see my friend Patrick O'Shaughnessy Flynn.
Yes, go on, Jim. Maybe you help write Missy first. He looks lick, know what do.
All right, Tolu. If it'll make you feel better, I'll offer my services to the white Missy. Trot along now.
Yes, go on. Tolu, go.
I beg your pardon, miss. You seem worried about something. Can I be of any help?
I'm looking for my mother and father. Of course, they aren't expecting me. But I thought they'd be down to see the Disney steamer come in.
Yes, it's quite the occasion. In fact, it's about the only excitement the town has. You didn't see any sign of your folks?
No, I didn't see them. And now you and I are the only ones left on the dock. You came in that canoe, didn't you?
Yes, I came up for some supplies for my camp. Going right back again as soon as my boy Tolu gets them. But to get back to your folks... Haven't you their address?
It's the hotel. They're staying there until they get the mission established.
Mission? Hey, are you Miss Thomas?
Yes, I'm Lynn Thomas. How did you know?
Well, what do you know about that? I'm a friend of your father's, Jungle Jim.
Oh, I'm happy to meet you, Mr. Jim. Father's mentioned you often in his letters.
Really? He hasn't mentioned you until today. Oh, about 2 hours ago, to be exact.
You saw Father a couple of hours ago? Oh, where is he?
Well, Miss Thomas, to tell you the truth, I don't know exactly where he is this minute. When I saw him last, he was heading up country, into the bush in his motorboat.
Oh, dear. I suppose he won't be back for a week or two.
No, he won't.
Well, do you happen to know where I can find my mother?
Yes, somewhere in Singapore.
In Singapore? Why, I've just come out of there.
Yes, your father seemed to think you were arriving next week.
I planned to, but I got a chance to sail a week earlier, and I thought I'd surprise them.
Oh, that's too bad. Your mother's gone to Singapore to meet you. And stay there until your father gets back from his trip.
Oh, dear, what shall I do? There isn't another boat for a whole week.
Well, miss, may I suggest that you let me take you to the hotel first? Then we can decide what's best to be done.
That's a splendid idea, Mr. Jim. It's most fortunate you happened along.
My pleasure, miss. Well, I'll take you to the hotel, and then I'll have to leave you for a little while. I'm on my way to see my friend Patrick O'Shaughnessy Flynn over at the cafe.
What do you want, Labatt?
Another drink. You hear, Flynn?
Now listen to me, Labatt. You've had enough already.
Show your face. Nobody tells Jack LeBay he have enough. I got money for to pay. Why do you care?
I run a respectable place here. Nobody can pay me cafe, ain't decent. You heard me, LeBay. I ain't going to let you be the one to give it a bad name.
Well, you listen to me, Mr. Flynn. He's so respectable. I pay my way. What I want, I get. I want another drink. Pour it out.
I told you, you
pay your money. Pour drink.
All right. But remember, this is your last.
Yeah,
I won't give you another drink, no matter what. Well, me lad, what'll it be for you?
I'll have a glass of ale.
You? Oh, what do you do here, huh? Did I not tell you what I'd do if I see you tomorrow?
Well, I didn't know you were here, Lepa. Honest. I'll go.
You're right. You go. But not before I give you something to remember Jack LeBar keep his promise.
Oh, please, Lepa, let me go. I'll keep out of your way. You won't see me anymore, honest.
You listen.
Now, put that out.
You keep out of these things. Eli left one bad dog. Come on, you.
No.
Get up.
No.
Stand up right here. I packed your medicine last night.
Oh, please, Labar.
That's all right. Now, one. Get up on the floor. I'm not fooling you yet. Get up here on your feet, you.
Hold on. You're twice as big as a kid, Papa. Lay off now or I let you have one with this bottle.
I see him. You try stopping me, I see you too, Flynn. You stand up, eh? Well, go down.
A nice, clean exhibition, Papa.
Don't look mean.
You better take a good rest now, because I'm going to give you the beating of your life.
The thrilling scene you have just heard dramatized is graphically portrayed in full-color action pictures next Sunday in the Comic Weekly, which is distributed everywhere with the Hearst Sunday newspapers. Besides Jungle Jim, the Comic Weekly offers you the world's foremost features in humor and adventure. Skippy, Bringing Up Father, Flash Gordon, Barney Google, the Captain Yammer Kids, and many, many others. And don't miss next Sunday's colored poster stamps, a full half page of them. If you are not already a member of the Poster Stamp Collectors Club, start next Sunday by getting the Comic Weekly with your Hearst newspaper, cutting off the poster stamps and pasting them in the album now available at all stores. And now goodbye until next week, when we shall return with another thrilling episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim.